Welcome back to a Paranormal Friday. And we're talking about crop circles this week. And we have a very interesting woman on the line, Nancy Talbot. She's president of BLT Research Team Incorporated. And this is comprised of several hundred people around the world who investigate the crop circles from a scientific standpoint. Welcome back to the show, Nancy.
Well, hello. Thanks.
There's a lot of people investigating crop circles now since they're kind of in, as we mentioned, because of the movie and all of that. And there's always been some interest in it as well. But there's not too many scientific groups like yours out there. I imagine some of these, I hate to use the term amateur, but non-scientific groups actually probably stumble across some pretty interesting information, though.
Well, there are a lot of people who aren't scientists who are interested in the crop circles, and there's a lot of documentation of various aspects. However, there is a moderate amount of misinformation that reaches the public from some of these sources. One in particular is recently, I've been asked about this every single interview, is this 80%, 20% thing that people have heard, that 80% are fake and 20% are real. There is absolutely no data anywhere that I have ever seen that supports that contention. The only way you could make a determination as to the numbers of crop circles worldwide which were genuine and which were mechanically made would be, in fact, if you had sampled them all in any given year, then perhaps you could make a statement like that.
Yeah.
But we don't even know how many occur. We know perfectly well that they're not all reported, number one. And secondly, no one has ever had the funding to examine in any way, scientifically or otherwise, all of the crop formations in even one country in one summer. And so there's no, you can't extrapolate that data.
Yeah, and talking about 80-20 like that, that's not what your research really shows. It's just the opposite.
Well, with our data, what you've got to remember is that in any given summer, we have examined crop circles in 7 or 8 different countries, and only a certain number per country, which may be a small percentage of the overall formations in that country in that summer. And so you can't really you can't authentically extrapolate from our data either. But it suggests that the numbers of real formations, genuine formations, are much higher than this 80-20 figure that's been thrown around. And secondly, there's this statement that only simple circles are the real McCoy. We know that that is not true because we have sampled many of the more complex or intricate designs and found them, some of them, to be authentic. And so it appears that the phenomenon can be made up of simple circles or simple circles and rings, but it also can produce very intricate designs which have come up with exactly the same changes that we have found, now for 10 years all over the world.
Now, on your website, you have some pictures there of different designs, some of them intricate, some of them not.
One of the ones that's on the top of the website, actually, on the header across, is a thing that was dubbed the East Mian Crescent because it occurred at East Mian in England back in, I think, 1995. And that particular formation was terribly interesting. It was a classic example. When we first got started, we would find these changes right smack across that. We sampled it a straight diameter right across it, taking both the down crop and the standing, the down and the standing, the down and the standing, right across these crescents. And what we found absolutely consistently was all of the anomalies in the down crop and absolutely none in the standing crop. It should also be noted that we have done a number of control studies where we have flattened the crop ourselves. We have made the crop circles. And then we have tested the plants and the soils throughout the rest of the summer, making these circles at several junctures throughout the summer, and then sampling them every 3 or 4 days. In none of these control studies have we ever found this massively elongated apical node, the expulsion cavities, or these incredible germination abnormalities. It simply doesn't occur in the mechanically flattened plants. There is one thing that does occur in mechanically flattened plants, and that is bending at the nodes. What we found was that young crop will vigorously begin to reorient itself to the light once you flatten it. It doesn't really matter how you flatten it, as long as you don't destroy it. And there are two processes. One is called phototropism, and the other is gravitropism. These are simply the plant's natural tendency to reorient itself to gravity and to light. So, if you see node bending in a crop circle plant, it is only significant if you know exactly when the crop circle formed and how soon you are there after it is formed. We know that in young crop, within 4 or 5 days, node bending